Great song, Crowded House. Jeez, I love that. World Where You Live. This is Malloy all around Australia on Triple M, streaming on the free listener app as well. I just got a call from CJ from Woi Woi. Because Andy Lee was scheduled to be on the show today, of course, and he seems to think that Mick's holding out with a dog at home. So Andy Lee will be on the show tomorrow, because last we saw Andy Lee's dog was with Mick in a pub on his Instagram story at MickMalloy66. But Andy Lee and Mick back on deck tomorrow. Let's hear from Ross Noble right now, though, runner-up on Celebrity Apprentice, all-round funny guy. By the way, the Unnatural History Show, Ross has made a six-part nature documentary where all the animals are mythical. Whitney and I are in the office today watching it. And
is it historically accurate, Ross?
100%. If the historical facts are only in my head, 100%.
Would David Attenborough, if he saw it, would he ring you up and go, well done, Ross, no one saw that coming?
Definitely. I think David Attenborough would be furious. He'd be furious that I beat him to animals, because he's spent all his time, he's out in the wild, he's trying to research the animals, they set all the stuff up, whereas what I did was invent the creatures, get a special effects team to build the creatures, and then you can say anything you want about them.
He would have made a 10,000 documentaries, and it never occurred to him to just make it up.
Make it up.
Mythical.
Have you got a slice of action?
So, this is a viewer wrote in with a question. This is episode 4. Have a listen.
If somebody were to take a winged horse and surgically remove its wings, could you still claim it was a winged horse? I'm thinking of making a purchase, but I could just be buying a horse with a lumpy back. Should I buy the horse knowing that it is a winged horse, or should I just walk away?
Yes.
Thanks. That's great advice.
Oh yeah. So my co-host is a demon.
Yeah.
She's a demon who
talks like this,
and she hates me. So every time I try and ask her any questions, she basically thinks I'm human scum. It's one of those things where if you like nature shows and you like Doctor Who, it's for you.
Oh, it's perfect.
If you don't, I'd give it a wide berth if I was you.
Watch it.
Well, the Unnatural History Show.
What type of winged horse? Like a Shetland? Or is there a Palomino? Is there any specific? Well,
that's always the question with you, with your classic Pegasus.
Mm. Classic Pegasus.
Big white horse, massive wings.
Mm. But bird nose. Was that too close? That's Pegasus.
Icarus, you're thinking of.
I'm thinking of Icarus.
Icarus. If only Icarus had rode Pegasus. His wax wings would have melted. And then you've got, I've got my winged horse underneath. Could you imagine the things that I know, like people see the winged horse, they see Pegasus, they think, wow, what a majestic thing, right? Mm. You know what it's like when a bird poos on you?
Yes.
Right? Sure. Could you imagine if there's a winged
horse?
Could
mess
you imagine that?
From that height?
Oh my God. Knock you out. Especially if it was, because sometimes you're quite solid, can't it? Because you know when you watch a horse and it poos from it's always my favourite thing, you know, when the Queen's guards and all that, and they're all there, and the tail just comes up, and you're like, aye, aye, God bless you, your majesty, and you just hear the thump, 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 thump. That's the, you know what, I'm surprised.
I'm sure Prince Philip's done it on occasion. It can't be confirmed, but I'm sure he's done exactly the same thing.
I imagine in his later years that Prince Philip would just, I think he would just emit dust. Do you know what I mean? He would just drop his
toy's finger and like talcum powder.
Yeah. Like somebody's called up a genie.
You know, I knew we'd end up here somehow.
God rest his soul.
Famous horses, mythological horses, Pegasus, Icarus. You was a minotaur.
He was a man.
He was.
Icarus.
Don't be silly.
He was a man who...
He was a horse.
You're listening to mixed mythology.
Don't take him on with mythical creatures.
Mixed mythology on Triple M. All the M's.
He's a dick then.
He was a fella, wasn't he? He was a bloke who... He created wax wings.
Wasn't there a horse that flew too close to the sun?
That was a man. It was Icarus and
he wasn't riding a horse?
Thickius? No, I don't think there was horses involved. I could be wrong.
I feel like there was a horse involved.
He made wax wings and he tried to fly, and then he flew too close to the sun and the wax melted and then all the feathers fell off and he was...
Mm. We've seen you as a minotaur.
Yes, I have. I do have
that's
a
mythical.
But very...
Mr. Ed. In Greek mythology, Icarus was the sun.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Dave will have I guess he's on Wikipedia.
It is Malloy on Triple M Cheap Seats last night. Titus O'Reilly shot the lights out. He's great. He's going to join us tomorrow on the show with Andy Lee as well. Joined now by Ross Noble.
Ross, and we were talking about your natural history show.
Yes.
And I'm rarely wrong on these occasions and rarely corrected by the Triple M audience. You've enlightened me. I've always thought Icarus was a horse.
And then it
flew too close to the sun.
Blew it out the water.
Well, there's been a controversy, and there's still, I don't think it's decided.
Mm. Okay.
But everyone is weighing in or wants to be part of the Icarus chat.
They want to get on board.
Yeah. So you're suggesting Pegasus was a horse with wings?
Pegasus was a horse with wings. Icarus was a man who flew with waxy wings.
He wasn't a horse.
He built the
waxy
wings.
Not even a minotaur.
No, I don't think so.
He had no connection to equine.
He wasn't. He was a minotaur on a hang glider. Couldn't even hang on.
Peter's on the line. Are you a learned man? Do you know the answer to this question?
I know every bloody thing, mate. So Ross is very, very right. And Mr. Malloy, Mickey boy, you are very, very wrong.
And what's your bona fides on this one?
I am a retired history teacher, so yes.
Okay.
And Ross has got it right. Icarus and Dadlius were imprisoned in the labyrinth. Icarus flew too close to the sun, melted his wings. The rest is history.
So what happened to the horse?
Mate, there ain't no horse. You've got to get it out of your mind.
All right, Peter. Settle down.
Peter's filthied up.
All right. Thanks for the call. Rob's on the line. Rob, what kind of man was Icarus?
Mate, he was a very stupid man, but a man nonetheless. Thought he could make wings with feathers and wax and fly up to the sun. But in fact, something that the other guy, the history teacher, didn't mention was as he took off that morning, his wife did say to him, "I've got a very bad feeling about this."
It didn't wait up for him.
She was probably going, "Oi, where's all my scent and candles?" And as he was flying to the sun, he's thinking, "Oh God, I'm going to die." But sandalwood.
You know, Icarus is a back and crack wax. But the wings, he's used that stuff.
Is that was the wax that
he
used?
He's built
was
a
it?
couple of wings. So I don't think that's his.
He covered his body. He covered his whole body. And then he flapped.
He flapped away.
And then he got close. And then, died, but he was smooth.
He died, as we all would want to, smooth and well shaved. Len, you have more details on Icarus.
Yeah, mate. And first of all, there was a history teacher on. If you had been my history teacher, I would have done a whole lot better in high school. But Icarus, son of, I thought, Daedalus, and yes, he did make wings with wax and feathers, flew too close to the sun, fell, died, all of the rest. Mm. But the flaw in his plan, he should have gone at night.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That's interesting, but the sun's still the sun. Like, even at night, it would still be hot, wouldn't it?
Well...
Son's a star. I don't know if you know this. I've got a star named after me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because I've long had this.
Yeah, careful. The sun doesn't turn itself off. It's not like a clap on, clap off sun.
So what you're saying, so like he had to fly. So if it was at night, he would have had to have flown around the curvature of the Earth.
Yes, that's right.
And then to the sun. He's made work for himself.
He's sneak attack. He'd be flapping. He'd be tired. He wouldn't say because he wouldn't have got there. He spent so much time getting around the backside of the Earth.
Yeah. Mm. You know who we need for this? Richard Branson. He's been up there. Richard, how was your first flight? How's your first flight up to space? I saw a bloke covered in wax.
my wings fell off.
Couldn't believe it. I've often postulated this, and I know there's not time to ring people for people to ring in, but what happens if you put a werewolf on the moon?
Oh, my God, you have just done my head in.
Well,
you would never stop howling.
No.
Exactly. Is he constantly a werewolf? Or
well,
is
only when it's full.
It's worth...
So if he went around the dark side, he'd be fine. He would get some sleep. But if he was on the...
Ah. So if a werewolf was on the moon and he met Icarus coming towards the sun...
All right, we get the idea. Adam's on the line. Adam, what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, Ross should know this, being as he's from Merry Old. The gospel written by Iron Maiden, Flight of Icarus.
Oh.
And because that was all factual too. Mm. Now, what did they have on the cover? What was their cover art?
Well, anything Iron Maiden had brilliant cover art.
Yeah, Derek Riggs was the guy that did Iron Maiden stuff.
What did he draw? Yeah. A man with wax wings? Or?
And anything sung by Bruce Dickinson has got to be gospel.
Sorry, Rob, we didn't get to you. Who wants to say Mr. Ed was one of the great mythological horses?
Hello.
And Carl, who said he's been listening to the Triple M for many years, just waiting for Icarus to come up. Thank you, guys.
Ross Noble joining us there. This is Malloy on Triple M. Is it really news? Ask the question right after this. It's in excess. Malloy, Triple M.